Hello, this is Graham Frayer, and I'm talking today to Tony Wing, who is not only the proprietor of the Stoke Gallery in Stoke Road, Gosport, but also the chairman, the leader of the Stoke Road Traders Association.
Yes, Graham. Stoke Road, claim to fame, really, is that we have about 100 individual businesses in the road, many of which, or most of which, are sort of sole traders or independent businesses. The main player in the road is Waitrose, and that brings in quite a lot of footfall to the road, and we really are clustered around it, picking up the crumbs from their table.
It's sad it should be so, isn't it? Because at one time, I believe, Stoke Road was really quite a lively part of Gosport.
I think it still is. You know, if you think of solicitors, estate agents, dentists, doctors, they're all here. At times, Stoke Road is quite vibrant.
It certainly used to be, and indeed I think almost every town in the country has a Stoke Road as part of its makeup, hasn't it?
It seems so.
Yeah, the sad thing is, though, I think all too often people come down to a shop, they identify what they want to buy, they do all the research and that sort of thing, and then go and buy it online. Many people do this, I think.
That's true, but I think it's mainly higher-priced items. You know, we're talking about
fridges,
you know, mobile phones, white goods, yeah, cameras. Photographic shops seem to be much on the decline because of that very thing. You know, taking up their staff time and their on-street presence to do the research. I suppose the answer is that if you're going to trade from a brick built on a high street, you've got to have the goods, and you've got to have it at an attractive price. Be prepared, you know, to cut your margins down on, you know, to get the business. To retail now, you've got to be what we would call bricks and clicks. You've got to have the on-street presence, but at the same time, be available to people online, on a website.
And have you noticed more recently a significant decline in the number of people coming through your front door?
The answer is no, but that's the nature of what we do. Our business is spread across a lot of areas. We have our own unique artwork, which is, you know, silhouette work by Andrew, our son, who's the in-house artist, and that's used by all three armed services. And never a day goes by that we don't get a multiple number of email requests for that. We're picture framers offering a same-day service. Again, you cannot get that online.
No.
Get a piece of your artwork to an online outlet and get it back framed even that week, let alone the same day.
You're talking about framing. On the wall I see a framed photograph, in fact, of this shop about 100 and something years ago.
Yeah, 1906. It was Frank Cooper's bakery. The foundation stone is outside. Alice Cooper, his wife, is mentioned on the foundation stone just over 100 years.
And there was a brick oven in the back or something.
There's a bakehouse, and they bake the bread overnight, and he actually had a handcart to deliver it.
I remember there was another bakery around here, the Alverstoke Bakery, I think.
Barry Ursel.
Yes.
Yeah.
He used to make the best cheese straws.
Yeah, Barry Ursel. He was actually my parents' next-door neighbour. He used to wake us up about 4 o'clock, starting his car up.
Now, tell me about your shop here. It's the Stoke Gallery. You do all sorts of things like art materials and so forth.
Yeah, all the major manufacturers, De La Rowney, Winsor Newton, Rotaring. We also run classes, card making and scrapbooking, mainly undertaken by ladies, but they do need outlets where they can not only buy the materials, but they're not paying any postage when they come here. Also, we run classes. There's one tomorrow, or two classes tomorrow. There'll be six ladies in each. And
showing them what?
They'll be making one greetings card, which is featured in a book that my wife, Pat, has recently produced.
I suppose the art and crafts movement goes through ebbs and wanes and stuff like that. Is it fair to say that at the moment it's more than it was or less than it was?
I think it's more. I think there's more people involved. If you go back even, say, 30 years, there's quite a number of accomplished watercolourists, oil painters. Again, I suppose the advent of the internet has produced a larger number of people doing craft.
More and more people are aware of it and trying it. And,
yeah.
And I presume a huge number stay with it and, you know, it doesn't fall out of fashion with them.
Yeah.
What are the future of, in the first place, Stoke Road, and in the second place, the Stoke Gallery?
Stoke Road, we don't have a large number of empty premises. It does seem that a lot of people are willing to set up as retailers or service providers, and when a premise or a building in the road comes vacant, for the past few years, it's occupied fairly quickly.
Well, that's very good.
So that's gratifying, yeah.
The last thing you need is loads of empty shop fronts.
And indeed, I think I'm right in saying we only have two charity shops in the road because, again, the thing that we're seeing in a lot of high streets is a high number of charity shops. Again, they don't compete on a level playing field because...
Explain what you mean.
Well, being a charity, they don't pay a business rate. They often are able to get premises that would otherwise be empty at a reduced lease or a reduced rent.
And that's a benefit, surely.
It's a benefit to the charity, but if you're a retailer selling similar products to the charity shop, they're able to undercut. As regards Stoke Gallery... I'm not getting any younger, neither is my wife, but we plan to carry on.
And your son, Andrew, I think you said his name.
And Andrew's quite a large feature in the business. The silhouette work that he does is, I hesitate to say, it's world famous. We export it, you know, to Australia, what Canada, the States. We get requests from all over the world. The Dutch have just asked... the Dutch Navy are asking whether we can produce a cutaway silhouette of the Walrus-class submarine, as we've done all the British ones, right up to the latest Astute.
Did he always have this sort of talent?
I think so, yeah. He did took a diploma in medical illustration in Southampton, and then he taught... at a school in Stubbington as the art teacher, at the same time working for the business here. And now he's fully involved in Stoke Gallery.
Excellent. So the future looks fairly bright as far as you're concerned.
I think so, yeah.
Tony Wing, thank you so much indeed for your time.
Thanks, Graham.